Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hey everybody, welcome to the very first Primal Potential podcast. My name is Elizabeth Benton, and I am so glad that you're here with me today. What I want to do is give you a little bit of my background and tell you what you can expect with this podcast and what we'll be doing here and why this is so important to me. So I spent years in the nutrition industry developing programs to help reduce childhood obesity and working with dietary supplements for health and weight loss. And I spent years in college studying nutrition and biochemistry, but I was obese. I was over 300 pounds and I was super frustrated. I was failing at tons of diets, and finally I was able to lose 140 pounds, but along the way, this process of being in the industry and studying in school and going through my own failures and successes, I realized that there is a frightening amount of misinformation in the industry. People with huge platforms and big voices that are sharing information that is both outdated and incorrect, and what it leads to is people just like me and you who are stuck in that cycle doing everything we think we should be doing to lose weight but not experiencing results. And so with my own experience in losing over 140 pounds plus my experience in the industry and my years studying nutrition in school, I decided I've got to get out there, share my stories, share my struggles, and start putting to bed these myths, these mainstream fallacies that have become ingrained in our heads as far as what we think we should be doing to get healthy and lose weight. And I've started doing that on my blog over at primalpotential.com and on my Primal Potential Fat Loss Facebook page. And I realized that, you know, some people just need a different means of receiving the information, and podcasts are a great way to do that. And so what we're going to do here is every podcast episode is going to have a three-part approach. First of all, we're going to talk about a myth or a common challenge when it comes to weight loss and fat loss. And I'll use those terms interchangeably, weight loss and fat loss. Then we're going to talk about the fact, debunking the myth, or the solution to that challenge. And then to wrap it up, we are going to, in every single episode, talk about practical implementation, what you can do with that information right now in your life today to make a difference and get healthy. This whole podcast, the whole Primal Potential approach, is about transforming your body without dieting, without being hungry, without being miserable or constantly feeling deprived. It truly is a customized anti-diet approach. I don't believe in lists of rules. I don't believe in pre-written programs that are supposed to work for the masses. I think that we're all different. I think we all come from different lifestyles. We have different hormonal challenges. We have different metabolic set points that need to be addressed. But there are some fundamental underlying factors that we all need to understand and take advantage of if we want to lose weight, burn fat, and stay healthy. So that's the whole focus here with Primal Potential. And I'm excited to be bringing you weekly shows going over those myths or those challenges, talking about the facts and the solutions, and then giving you practical implementation. And you'll also find on primalpotential.com, on each podcast episode, there will be show notes talking about any resources that I've referenced in the show or links that you might want to read for more information and things like that. So let me give you a little bit of my personal background. Starts way at the very beginning, back when my mom was pregnant with me. My mom is a little bit taller than average. I'd say she's around 5'8". And when she was pregnant with me, it was her second pregnancy, she was very sick. And the doctors were concerned that I would be this scrawny little baby. But brilliant creatures that we are, my metabolism adjusted to ensure my survival. And what I mean is, when I was in my mother's womb, my metabolism slowed down because I wasn't getting the nutrition that I needed to grow and thrive so that I would not die. My metabolism slowed down and I was actually a pretty chunky baby. I was a chunky baby with a slow metabolism. And so growing up as a young child, despite being very active, I was always chubby. But my older sister wasn't. She was tall, she was lean, I was short, and I was chubby. And truth be told, my mom didn't really like that. She felt that it was a reflection on her ability as a parent, and she didn't like that I was the overweight child. And so there was always a focus on my need to lose weight. And so I started dieting from a very young age, and food was always restricted for me in my house. And you know, when something is off limits, it becomes larger than life and grandiose, and we just want it even more if we're told that we can't have it. And so at probably 3 or 4 years old, I started to sneak food and hide the food that I was eating because I had already assigned these good and bad values to healthy food versus junk food. And because that quote unquote junk food was off limits to me, I wanted it even more. And so I assigned these unhealthy emotions to food at a very young age that I carried with me for the majority of my life. I was always in that dieting cycle. And I think many of you are probably familiar with this cycle where you get all pumped up to start a new plan and you're going to be great and you're going to be strict and it's going to be wonderful and you're going to change your life and you know get all the new groceries and you're on board for a day, 2 days, a week, 2 weeks, whatever it is, and then you're off. You feel deprived, you feel like you can't do it, something snaps and you're off. Whether you're off for a day or a week or a month, it doesn't really matter. But that's always the constant cycle until you psych yourself up again for the next great plan and you go off and embark on that. So that constant cycle of extreme deprivation and restriction contrasted with being completely off plan and binging and overindulging was the cycle of my life. And some of the cycles were pretty long. I literally went months eating nothing but protein shakes and chicken broth. I went months taking prescription weight loss pills that totally killed my appetite, but also wrecked my metabolism and my hormones along the way. And similarly, I would go months eating everything in sight. And I started to medicate myself with food at a very young age. I felt like it was in the moments when I was eating whatever it was that I desired that I wasn't thinking about anything else that was bothering me in my life. So any sadness, loneliness, fear, heck, even joy would go away in that moment when all I was focusing on was food. And at the end of the day, I was obsessed with food, whether I was dieting or not, whether I was heavy or not so heavy, I was always obsessed. And it was terrible. I was crazy about diets. I was always thinking about how much weight I could lose, how fast, and I ended up pretty wrecked. I had significant hormonal imbalances. I had extreme polycystic ovarian syndrome, or PCOS, that my doctors told me would never go away, and it would keep me from ever carrying a child to term. And I was devastated. And they told me that there was really nothing that I could do. And they also told me that because my mom was sick when she was pregnant with me, that my metabolism would probably never normalize and I would always struggle with my weight. And this is what health professionals were telling me. And I felt defeated and I was frustrated and I wasn't living. I was not living. And I heard something recently, and I'll have to put in the show notes where I heard it from because I don't remember off the top of my head. But it said, as I got bigger, my world got smaller. And I can't tell you how true that was for me. At over 300 pounds, I wasn't living. I was depressed. I was hiding. I was isolating myself. I was thinking about food and weight loss more than ever, but I was not living. I was going through the motions, and then I was shutting myself off from the world because obesity is isolating. You know, it's not that rare or uncommon, but it is very isolating and it is very depressing, and you can honestly feel trapped. And then one day, you know, I was working at a job where I had moved up in the ranks and I felt like I had the respect of lots of people in management, and I worked hard and I had a team. And I was driving home one day and I remember the exact stoplight I was sitting at. And I'll try not to cry as I tell this story, but inevitably I always do. And I thought, wait a second, this is not me. This 300 plus pound miserable piece of crap is not me. I am motivated, I am determined, I am hardworking. You know, at this point in my life, I had achieved a lot. I had done things in my personal and professional life that I was tremendously proud of, and I thought, why, if this is so important to me that I think about it day in and day out, why can I not tackle it? This is not acceptable, and I do not want to live this way anymore. And I realized, you know, there's something wrong with what I'm doing, because if it was as easy as following somebody else's prescribed set of rules, which is what most diets are, I would have done it already. I'm a hard worker, I'm motivated. If that was the way, just hunker down, be disciplined, and follow somebody else's rules, I'd have done it because I'm capable of that. And I realized there's something missing here. There is a flaw in this model that we've all accepted to be true. Eat less, exercise more, whatever, whatever. It's wrong. It can't be true, because if it were true, after 20 plus years of struggling, I'd have figured it out already, and there wouldn't be so many people who are overweight and miserable. Because it's one thing to just be overweight because you love to eat and not feel compelled to change anything about it, but the majority of people that I know that have a weight issue don't want to have it and would do just about anything to obtain their goal weight and stay there. So I thought, this is not working. And I set about unlearning all that I had learned in school, all that I had learned working in the industry, all that I have learned from my experience with failed diets. And I want to clarify, when I say failed diets, I went on a lot of diets where I lost weight. But that does not make a diet a success. If you lose weight and then the second you stop following the rules, you put it all back on, that does not work. That approach does not work. That is a failure. So I had lots of failures to draw upon, and I thought, I am going to unlearn this. And I did. And I started to take the rules that we think are true, especially things like eat less, exercise more, and flip them on their head and start to dig into the research on the contrary point of view. Maybe we can eat more and exercise less. Maybe avoiding fat isn't the answer, but eating more fat. And I started to do little experiments with myself, and I started to try different things. And wouldn't you know, I lost 140 pounds. And I felt amazing, and I wasn't hungry. And here's what was the best part. I wasn't obsessed with food anymore. Because, yeah, I wanted to lose weight and I wanted to get healthy, but I also wanted a normal relationship with food. I wanted my life to be about the things I love doing and the people I love spending time with, and not about when's my next meal and what's it going to be and what can I eat and what can't I eat and what types of foods are okay and what types of foods aren't okay. I wanted to be able to enjoy the things I enjoy and avoid the things I don't and get healthy and stay healthy. And that's the way that I found. And once I reversed everything and started looking into the research and finding that not only is most of what we think we know wrong, it's dated, and there's new, better information that proves that it's wrong. It's just that there aren't enough people looking for the right information, and there aren't enough people sharing the right information for it to have become mainstream yet. But we're getting there, and there are a lot of people doing it, and there are a lot of fantastic books out there, and I'll definitely share some of those with you. But that is my whole mission now. My mission is to help people who have been through struggles like mine turn their world around, break their food obsession, lose the extra weight they've been carrying, find their joy and happiness, break free from depression by changing the way they eat and live without obsession, without restriction, and without diets. So, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and I hope you'll continue to check it out. We've got a few more up now, and for our launch, we're going to have one new episode per day for the first several days, and then we'll go to our weekly format. So come on over to primalpotential.com, send me a message, and let me know what you want to hear about, what topics you want me to cover on this podcast, or even on the blog or the newsletter, because I want to know what you're struggling with and how we can help you to overcome your obstacles. So you can email me, Elizabeth@primalpotential.com, and let me know what you're struggling with. This podcast is all about giving you the tools that you need to achieve your goals and master fat loss naturally, so I absolutely want to hear from you. So get in touch with me and let me know how we can take things to the next level. Till next time.